Your music's not playing.
Love Talk Radio.
I can't get your music to play.
Maybe we just don't hear it. No? Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Linus, and it's Sunday, the second Sunday in August. We seem to be having some technical difficulties today. So as my producer's working on that, we'll see what's going on. Anyway, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the show Talk to Me, where we discuss everything from economics, healthcare, politics, relationships, and, of course, entertainment news.
We're having difficulties. It looks like I'm not even logged in, and we all heard it. Tell everybody to stand by for a second.
Stand by, please, listeners. Thank you.
It says waiting for host. Does that mean I'm not logged in?
Yeah, you should be logged in.
Okay. But your music, none of this came up like it usually does.
Are you sure you're logged in, honey?
That's what I'm saying. I did. I pressed 2. We all heard him say the show's going live in 5 seconds.
Well, so we're on the air.
Well, let's hang up. Let me re-log in.
Okay.
Okay, we can.
Can you hear me, Shop?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay.
We apologize for the technical difficulties. Hopefully everyone can hear us. We're going to go ahead with the show as if it's live.
Okay. Okay. Well, again, this is Linus of Talk to Me and my co-host, Vernice.
Hello, everyone.
And our producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's hope that you guys are hearing us and everything is going well. Well, of course, this Sunday, always the first Sunday of the month, we devote to psychic readings. So since we're having technical difficulties right now, we don't know what's going on. We can't get callers in. The producer's working on that right now. Vernice and I are going to go on and do entertainment news. We are prepared for that. And then I will do the horoscopes for the month of August. And we'll go from there. So, Vernice, why don't you go ahead and start off what's going on in entertainment news?
Okay. We have Fantasia in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. God gave me this child. Fantasia has finally come clean and admitted that she is pregnant by the married boyfriend. Yes, Antoine Cook is still married and his wife knows. Last year, Fantasia made headlines when she tried to overdose on sleeping pills and aspirin. Fantasia became involved with Antoine Cook and caught a lot of flack because he is married with 2 children. Antoine's wife, Paula Cook, went on to sue Fantasia but lost the case. The trial did cause a lot of embarrassment for the former American Idol winner because it was revealed Fantasia had an abortion due to her affair with Cook. Paula Cook knows about the pregnancy and is very hurt. Is Antoine going to eventually marry Fantasia? Fantasia is due later this year.
Yeah, I hope girlfriend, poor Fantasia.
I know.
I don't know who's guiding her career or her manager or what, but I don't want to say they're giving her wrong information. I want to know what kind of right information are they giving her.
Yeah.
Because they don't seem to be in her best interest.
It doesn't.
Maybe.
No. It really doesn't.
I mean,
I'm really worried about her.
Yeah, because this is her second pregnancy with this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come on now, y'all, you know, make a decision. I mean, I can clown and say things, but come on. She can do better than that. And
Fantasia needs to wake up. That's my opinion.
Hello.
She needs to wake up and let this man alone and move on with her life.
Mm.
Because right now, to me, it's got her in a pit, and she can't get out of it.
No, she can't.
You know?
Yeah, it's like she keeps getting deeper and deeper instead of, and she still has her other daughter, not her other daughter, but, you know, she's got the one child.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what I have next on the news is, what will Monique do now, and did her article get the best of her? The BET network pulled the plug on her late night talk show.
What?
After deciding they couldn't deal with her attitude and money demands. Some of the meetings became so heated and strained that many knew the end was near. She did. That's one reason why I didn't really watch her. She came pretty straightforward, and, you know, audience don't care for that too much.
Mm.
Monique has been very quiet about her firing, and many wonder if she'll ever talk about what happened. What will the BET network do now? Will they replace her or just move Wendy Williams into that time slot?
Yeah, I think Monique got a little too big for her britches.
I think so, too.
Okay, you done got you a little Oscar under your belt. That's fine. But, girlfriend, you were a comedian first.
Yes, yes. And she should have stayed with that, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, she wasn't bad impressions. Actually, she really did a good job. Her acting ability,
I
was impressed. But, she isn't to the point where she can demand this and that. Her career hasn't brought her to that pinnacle yet.
Oh, yeah, and because she got this Oscar, she felt that she could do that right now, huh?
Yeah, but she hasn't done the time and attention in the movie industry, and plus even having a talk show.
Yeah.
She ain't Oprah or Ellen
DeGeneres
or any of the other ones, Rose O'Donnell, different ones that have come across, and,
you
know, they had to do their time as well.
Exactly.
You know, but... even when Precious came out, she wouldn't even go around on the junket to help advertise. Remember, it was a controversy because we reported that.
Right.
And she didn't want to go because she wanted to get paid. Well, everything, your payday's coming, and her payday did come getting an Oscar.
Exactly.
You know, but I just think she didn't got a little bit too big for her britches.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
And her ex-husband need to back off. Business is business, and personal is personal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's managing her?
I think he is.
Oh, okay.
Well, Arsenio Hall wants to come back to late-night TV. Hall, who is 55, has an 11-year-old son, and he says he is ready to return to what he does best. Back in the 90s, Arsenio Hall was the man with his highly rated talk show. Would BET have him replace Monique? Now, that's a good possibility.
Woo-woo! Y'all remember
our
show. Woo-woo, woo-woo,
yes,
woo-woo.
I like the show. He did really well, I think.
Yeah, I think he would, too.
Because
I think a lot of people would come in and would give them opportunities, people we haven't seen in a while, at least to bring them back and see what are they doing now.
Right,
or
exactly.
What's going on. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of BET, the network is teaming up with the United Negro College Fund for a new version of An Evening of Stars. The 33-year-old UNICEF, or United Negro College Fund, fundraising telethon goes back to being a diverse lineup of talent and performers. Scheduled to perform are Patti LaBelle, Jill Scott, Ladisi, is that how you pronounce her name? And Music Soul Child, Estelle, Miguel, and Marsha
Ambrosius.
And Evening of Stars will air on BET this fall.
Cool. Yeah, that's good. Because, you know, the singer did it for years, but he's passed now. Oh, what's the guy? I can't believe I can't tell you. You'll never find
Jerry.
Another love.
No,
like
I know
mine.
I know who you're talking about. I know exactly who
you're
talking about. Oh, I got his face, but I can't remember.
I know,
his name.
Me too. I can see his face, and
it's not Louis Gossett Jr. because I know that's that
Tobacco
actor.
Road. He sung Tobacco Road. That's what he was famous for.
Oh, I can't remember. It'll come to us, y'all. It'll come to us. Don't worry about it. We got it. We know the person. We got Zoe Saldana. Is set to become Hollywood's next action star. Her new movie, Colombiana, opens in theaters on August 26th. That's going to be a good movie, folks. I think she's going to do really well. She didn't do too hot in my dad's funeral or something with Arsenio Hall in there? No, when he played Chris Rock, when he played his dad had
but
died.
She was good in Avatar. Wasn't that her that played Avatar?
Yes, she played in Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be good in this one. I saw previews. I ran in and saw the previews.
I think she's played
it
with Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, too.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's going to do good in this. And so this is all I have on my end. What do you have, Lennis?
Well, after 9 years of marriage, y'all, Shantae Moore and Kenny Lattimore are going to get a divorce.
Hmm.
Sad news in the industry, because they were together, oh, God, for many years.
Mm-hmm.
9 years, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, yeah, have to announce that. Some good news, though. Congratulations to Eric Benet and Manuela Testaloni.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Prince's ex-wife. They're married now, and they had their first child. They got married, I should say. They haven't had their child yet, but they got married this past weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's good to know. And wedding bells may be ringing this fall for Janet.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Go, girl.
Janet Jackson is engaged to her 38-year-old Qatari businessman, Wissam Almani. Jackson, 45, got a 15-carat ring. Well, say that then, girl.
Mm-hmm.
During their engagement, she is currently on tour and hopes to get married this fall. I think they make a beautiful couple.
They do.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oprah's returning to TV. Oprah will be hosting a nightly show on her own network, OWN. This will repackage classic Oprah Winfrey show episodes, and she will do new introductions. Oprah says she will use this show as a teaching tool. Oprah will air at 8 p.m. before the Rosie O'Donnell show. Oprah is also getting an honorary Academy Award along with Mr. James Earl Jones this November in a special ceremony. Winfrey is getting a humanitarian award, and Jones is getting an award. I didn't see what the last
Lifetime
one.
Achievement
mm-hmm. Award. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's good.
And I forgot, we do want to mention this. Our prayers go out to the family of legendary football player Bubba Smith. He passed this past weekend. He played for the Baltimore Colts,
mm-hmm.
and he also earned a Super Bowl champion ring in 1971. So as I said, our prayers go out to him and his family. And
he was also in Police Academy.
Yes, he sure was. Yep, he was an actor. Yep, he
mm-hmm.
sure was. And commercials, because he did Miller Lite commercials,
yep.
too, beer commercials, yep,
mm-hmm.
back in the 70s and 80s. All righty. Let's see, what else is going on? Well, Queen Latifah opens up in the latest issue of Sister to Sister magazine, and she talks about what she looks for in a woman.
Hmm.
A woman with class and confidence. She says a confident woman is sexy. Speaking of the Queen, get ready for a second season of her hit VH1 smash, Single Ladies. VH1 has
I like
a new
show.
Yeah, I kind of like it too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching it now.
Yeah, I like that show.
Mm-hmm. They renewed the show because Queen Latifah, she's the executive producer of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on cable networks, y'all, on VH1.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour-long series, and it takes place in Atlanta, Georgia. Three best friends that live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa Ray and Stacey Dash are the stars of the show. So the second season will debut next year.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that, folks. And if, you know, you have cable now, of course, and I'm sure it's probably on Direct and Dish TV. Do check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go down the hall here and see what Ms. Chabonet got going for us today.
Looks like Blog Talk has fixed the error, and it looks like we have some calls coming in. Let me see if I can bring a call in.
Oh, cool.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Woody. I was wondering if you're doing ratings today.
Yes, I am. I sure am. Go ahead. What's your name? You said Woody?
Yes.
W-O-O-D-D-W-O-D-Y?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Woody. How can I help you?
I was wondering, I guess in general, what you see, like, that's what's coming for me.
Hmm. something in the East. Are you applying for something in the entertainment business?
Yeah, buddy of mine, pursuing Korean music.
I see producers looking at your music. I'm seeing you like you write music or you write rhymes, whatever it is. But I see producers, but let me tell you, they're not known producers. They're like producers that people in the industry would use, like Sean Diddy or what's the other guy? I see you there. Oh, man. What's the one that has the Fat Farm? I can't think of the young
Russell
man.
Simmons.
Russell Simmons, that's where I see you at. Submit, what I'm seeing right now, submit one of them and a CD, you know, the written aspect of it, not showing how you wrote the music out, but, you know, like cover letter, a little something about you and a little bit of the music, and also one CD. And I believe you're going to hear something. It might take about 4 months before you get a response, Woody, but you will hear something back. But like I said, it's like a sub-producer. They work for them, looking for new talent. So, yes, I see that happening for you.
Okay.
I would say probably what I'm seeing is before December 31st, you'll get a response. That's what I see right now, before December 31st. So do pursue it.
Okay. We just met a guy named Red, and actually, I guess he got ties in the industry as well. And he's going back to the studio. We got to go back to the studio, do three cover songs, and submit it. And I guess get to somebody else who's in the industry. But we're doing that as well right now.
Okay, well, you're right on point. You're doing good. Continue in that vein. But just do submit that to Russell Simmons.
Okay.
Okay, you might be surprised. You will get feedback on that. So it will help you, definitely.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank
you. You have a good evening.
You too.
All righty. Next caller, please. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and what is your question?
Yeah, my name is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. This is Lannis. How are you today?
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call. And I was just calling to see what you see coming up in the romance area for me.
Romance. First thing that came up was South, Southern. Ooh, unique.
South?
Now, I'm seeing in the southern direction or south United States, but a very unique relationship, something different.
There's a guy I had a crush on that lives 3 hours south of me.
Oh. Okay, Brandy, what I'm picking up is that's a possibility for you. That is definitely a possibility. Because right away, as soon as you said Brandy, I saw South. So, yeah, I'd go for it. I'm picking up good vibes. This person is spiritual. It feels like this person's in church. I'm not going to say like a pastor, but like a deacon or an usher in that aspect. But he is active in church.
Very spiritual.
Okay, well, you know I'm right. Yeah, girl, go for it.
You
don't
think
just
that
take
could
the
actually
crush,
go
communicate with
me? Because I saw him in February and I haven't seen him since then.
Have you had communication with him? No. Why
a
don't
little
you communicate
bit.
With him? Yeah. Why don't you communicate with him more? You know, send a card. People always like receiving cards. Send a card or a note. Sometimes that's a little bit more intimate and personal than just the email.
Okay.
Yeah, but pursue it. It's good. I feel nothing but good feelings, nothing bad about that. So, yeah, but I see to pursue it, the communication level has to rise. So that's why I'm telling you, both of you need to communicate with each other more. You know, so you can get to know each other better.
So he does feel to you like he's interested somewhat?
He will be if you communicate with him.
Okay.
Yeah. It's easy. Just communicate, and it'll what will be will be. And that's not bad. That's good. But you know, you guys got to talk first. Get to know each
other.
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Brandy. I appreciate your call, and you have a wonderful evening, young lady.
You too.
Thank you. Next call. Hello, this is Lennis.
Hello, is it me?
I'm sorry, your name again?
It's Neetu. How are you?
Neetu?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How can I help you?
My question was, I was wondering, do you see any major events coming in for me in the next 6 months? Yeah, whether you pick that up in either career or relationship or education, just whatever came to you first.
Okay. Career-wise, I see something in the IT field that has to do with computers, but only I see you more like as a salesperson.
Okay.
Going around selling this product. Now, I mean, like if you, this is how I see you. Like you would go in with this product and say, if you use this platform, it would enhance your accounting department or your HR department with these tools. What I'm bringing to the table. So I see you in that aspect, career-wise.
Do you see your romance coming in, or do you see me meeting anybody in the next 6 months?
Right now, I see your romance as being table. In 6 months. No, I'm not seeing anybody right now. Nobody's coming into the picture. Yeah,
okay.
But right now I see this table. Are you just taking a break for a minute or something?
Well, I've been single for a while. I haven't really been with anybody. So I just wanted to see if that was...
Okay, well...
Okay.
Do check into that field. Maybe you're already into the IT field, but it's a promise there for you.
Okay, I will.
All righty. Well,
you.
Thank you for calling, Neetu. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello?
Hello, go ahead. Your name?
Hi, this is Angela.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was on. I am great. My question is about relationships. Just want to know if you see anything for me.
I'm getting you just got out of a relationship. The word that came up was forbearance. Almost like you don't want to go through that again. Whatever that you experienced in this last relationship, that's you don't want to go through that anymore. So that's good. You have a clarity about that. I'm getting September, October, and November. As it gets cold, so does your blood pressure rise as far as, and I mean blood pressure as far as your entrance to have a relationship with a man? You're going to be clear about what you really want? No, I don't see anything right now, but in the following 3 months, I would say within 90 days, I'm going to tell you what he looks like. He's tall. He's light-skinned.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like Mediterranean-looking man. Beautiful Colgate smile. Has hair like baby curls on his head.
Oh, my God. I'm actually talking to a guy right now. That's why I was wondering, because it's kind of hard to read him. That fits his description perfectly.
Wow. Well, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Really?
He has some mother issues. I'm going to tell you right now, he has some mother issues, but that's okay. It's nothing that you two can't work through. But he's a good guy.
What do you mean,
he's
mother?
Intelligent and has a very charismatic personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see that. What do you mean, mother issues?
Well, you know, there's an old cliche where it says the way a man treats his mom is the way he treats a woman. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that cliche? Okay.
Yes.
His mother issues is that I don't think they have the best of relationships, understanding mm-hmm. how a woman may think spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And that aspect, I'm not saying he doesn't love his mother. I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure he
right.
does. But the mother issue is that as a woman, he hasn't been taught, or maybe it hasn't been expressed certain ways. So when you're talking to him, no, you're not going to say, oh, are you a mama's boy? No, not in that issue. But maybe through your conversations, he'll see another aspect of understanding what a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can see that.
It's just like a woman teaching a woman teaching a daughter, or a woman teaching her son. Some things
right.
that you think that person should know, not necessarily negates that they know that. So that's why I'm
that.
Saying,
yeah.
you know, yeah, you know, don't put him down. Just maybe have a conversation. And say, well, you know, how do you feel, you know, about a woman in politics?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just putting something as a generic statement out there.
Right.
You know, but, yeah. But go for it, girlfriend. He's good people.
I am so totally impressed. I mean, that is his description totally. And, yeah, you hit it right on the nail.
All right, Angela. Call
Thank
me back
so
in the
much.
Fall, girl. And
I
look,
will.
Be careful. And I'm saying be careful, not that way. I mean sexually. Be careful, girl.
Oh, okay. Why?
fertile.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Angela
yeah.
Angela
gotcha.
Or what's her name?
Angela.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, girlfriend,
much.
Enjoy. And I thank you
mm-hmm.
for your call.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Angela. Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your question and your name?
Hello.
Hi, this is Linus. Who's this?
This is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Hello.
Huh?
My question is, my husband and I, we are currently in two different places. I'm in Atlanta. He's in Texas. The plan was for him to move to Atlanta when the lease is up. But I think he has started seeing someone else, and her name is Tridia. So I was wondering, what can you pick up on him and her?
Oh, yeah, because I can feel your hurt.
Yeah.
I felt that before you started talking. Okay, let me concentrate on your husband. What's his name? Is this the first
Cordero.
Name I saw? Odello?
Cordero.
Bordello, okay.
No, it's Cordero.
Oh, Cordello. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Like Darryl, Darryl. Cordero.
Oh, RRL. Okay.
Okay. Cordero. Okay.
Okay, what I'm picking up right now, LaShondra, is he's in a confused state. And this doesn't really have to do with you, per se. It's like he wants to come there, but he wants to stay there as well. This doesn't have anything to do with a woman. Is there better opportunities for him right now where he's at than to come to Atlanta?
I know that he's working, but the thing is, things weren't working out with me, and he really wasn't, you know, we weren't seeing eye to eye, and I didn't,
That's why I'm picking
you know,
up
see myself progressing in Texas, and I expressed that to him, and he seemed like he was okay with it. And he's giving me such a hard time, like he's not calling me or accepting my phone calls or anything like that. Like he texted me today, and he told me to stop pretending like I'm hurt. And, you know, I just try not to feed into the negativity because I don't want to make things worse.
Have you thought about returning back to Texas?
I don't want to go back.
You two are at a stalemate. I'm going to be honest with you. You both are at a stalemate. This has nothing to do with another woman. You know, your husband loves you. He dearly loves you, but he's just confused. He wants to stay there. He doesn't want to move to Atlanta. I can tell you. So that's why I said you two are at a stalemate. You want him to come down there, and he would rather you stay there. Hmm. You know, do this for me. Right now we're in Mercury retrograde, and it can be a communication failure and also understanding failures. If you would wait until after August 26th,
mm-hmm.
and then you two communicate again. I know that's like about 3 weeks from now, but it's just during this time, during Mercury retrograde, things become very confusing and kind of go backwards, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I think you two could work it out, but it's going to have to be a compromise somewhere in there. You don't want to go there, and he doesn't really want to go there. I tell you what it is, your husband's become complacent in that area because he feels as though he's doing good there. Why should he leave? Right?
The thing is, you know, he communicated with me. Yeah, he was excited about coming to Atlanta. I mean, like, really excited. At least that's what he expressed to me. Before Mercury retrograde hit. And then when I make it here and he starts to get upset and explain to me that he would have never left me, but I told him, don't look at it as me leaving him. I'm just trying to make a better life.
Okay. Who is John or Bishop? Is that one of your husband's friends? A guy named John or Bishop?
Because
I see influence from that end. From another man.
I know there's a guy. I don't know his real name, but I know they call him Slim, and he's a negative influence on him.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I don't know his real name, but I know that he's a negative influence.
Yeah, I'm picking up that I was just getting ready to say I was picking up that somebody's influencing him, but they're not influencing him and being fair or understanding. My suggestion is to wait for 3 weeks because I don't see you guys getting a divorce. I just see that there's got to be a strong understanding between the two of you. And in as far as you two are concerned, distance will not help your relationship at all. You two need to be in the same town together. Sometimes it works for people, sometimes it don't for a temporary point in time. For you two, no. You two need to be in the same location together as one, not waiting for the other one to come.
The thing is, he can transfer his job, so, you know, that's what he had planned on doing, transferring his job. So he told me to go ahead and come down here, get everything together, and when the lease is up, he was going to relocate here in Atlanta and transfer his job.
Hmm. Well, like I said, give it 3 weeks. LaShondra, I'm asking you, give it 3 weeks, and then speak with him again. And at that time, the two of you need to sit down and talk. Seriously.
So you don't see
I'm not saying don't talk to him. Don't wait 3 weeks to talk to him. Just don't make any strong decisions or say anything that you or him would regret at a later date. That's what I'm saying. Just give yourself 3 weeks after the 26th, then go back to the table again and sit down and discuss what the future holds for you two. Are you willing to meet halfway or go back one or the other one, go the other direction?
You don't see this woman being an influence?
No. No. Uh-uh. I see a man or two men being an influence. A woman, no. You don't, no. That's not a threat to you. Don't even worry about that. That's not even a threat.
Okay.
But the men have the greater influence over your husband. That's what you need to worry about. Not the woman, but the guys. Because a man will listen to another man quicker than he will a woman, believe me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, think about it. First Sunday of every month I do readings, so, you know, if you want to call me back in September, let me know what's going on, please do, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, I'll be praying for you. Thank you, LaShondra.
You.
Have a good evening. You next too. Caller. Hello, this is Lena.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello?
Yes, uh-huh. And who's this?
This is Shruti. Thank you for taking
Ruthie?
My call. Shruti.
Oh, you're welcome.
Trudy.
Yeah.
Oh, Trudy. I'm sorry. Okay, Trudy. Go ahead. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Miss Spiritual Trudy, how can I help you? I can feel your spirit right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm spiritual.
I can feel it. It's high.
Am I still on the right track?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good.
Yeah.
My question is regarding careers and any romantic relationships. Might pick up on that might be coming up. In careers, I'm looking for a new job.
Okay, let's do careers because I say one question per caller so I can help everybody.
Okay.
That's okay. That's okay. So on careers, I'm seeing a lot of boxes. Are you into moving or setting up?
Well, I have a job interview, telephone interview coming up, which is in a different state. That's next week. So if that comes through, then I would have to move over there.
Okay, well, what I'm seeing is it's like you go in, like if there's a convention, you know how they have people that come in and help do the setups and make sure different booths has everything that they need and so forth like that? That's the kind of job I see you doing. That's why I was seeing all these boxes. It's like you're the coordinator, the event coordinator. Is that something that you've thought about doing? Because you would be good at that. I see that.
I've not thought about doing that. I've got good organizational skills. I'm more in the technical and managerial area.
Okay, well, still in management and technical, you can go in and set up stuff, right?
Technical conferences or something like that. I'm an engineer.
Okay. Even being an engineer, they need engineers to do conventions or different programs or committees, meetings, conferences, I should say, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even as an engineer, your skill would be quite useful. But I see you doing that kind of work, that you would be very successful at it. Since you're a good organizer, I would think about that.
Right. Yeah.
You are going to hear good news on that phone call when you receive it. And, yes, you will be moving. And it will be up to 9 months. And you'll have a choice after 9 months of taking that position whether to remain there or move to another state or a possibility there might be an opening back at home for you.
Okay. So if I heard correctly, it sounds like I'll get the jobs, and then after 9 months, there'll be an opportunity for another change within that company.
Yes, that is correct.
So, and it will be the job that I have a conference call for next week. So, is it going to happen? Am I going to get a job like within a month or something?
Oh yeah, you'll be working. You'll be working by the end of August.
Wow.
I'll put it like that. There'll be some transitions going through the next few weeks, but by the end of August, you'll be doing your Monday through Friday.
Wow. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I was getting worried over here.
Yeah. No, things are going to turn out good for you. They are.
Okay.
But do think about that field, though, as far as conventions, conferences, or whatever set up, because you're right. You're a very good organizer, but you have great people skills, too. And with that, you could write your own ticket as far as that type of feel and that particular feel. Yeah.
I've never considered that. Thank you for giving me, an insight.
Yeah, wish you luck. Wish you luck in your job. I hope after 9 months you'll be able to return back home, but if not.
I'm a little bit worried about that because I purchased a home over here. I moved here a couple of years ago, and I purchased a home where I'm at right now. So relocation, I'm a little bit worried about that, getting the house sold.
Well, if it doesn't sell, you can always rent it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you thought about becoming a landlord, but I see you being a landlord.
Well, you do.
I don't see you selling it. I see you renting it.
Okay. I've not thought about it. Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
Check with your local real estate agency about how to rent your house out, and they can help you with that. It might be a small fee, but they can assist you with that, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Wish you luck.
Thank you for calling,
Trudy.
I'll come back in September and give you the good news.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Next caller?
Okay. Go ahead.
that bit of a hold time. Oh, there you go. Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello, this is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. This is Linus. How are you?
I'm good, Linus. Linus, I wanted to see if you can pick up any new romance coming in for me.
In November. And there's water around. I see seahorses, an aquarium, and water. And it's all taking place around the first week of November. In fact,
okay.
This person has to do with water, too. I almost wanted to say he was a sailor, but I don't see him as a military person. But something to do with sailing. But, yes, in November.
Okay. Do you know what he looks like by chance?
Yeah, he's tall and kind of Scandinavian type, blonde, kind of Scandinavian, but he's got dark eyes. He doesn't have, like, blue or green eyes. He's got, like, dark brown eyes, but he's got light color hair, tall and a little bit on the slender.
Okay.
And he has a bit of, to make him stand out so you'll know, too, he has an accent. A bit of an accent. Not real strong, but enough that it's noticeable.
Okay.
And
that's in the first week in November, you say?
First week of November. Remember, water is your root source. It's around water. So like I said, it could be an aquarium or a restaurant where there's a little river going through, but water has to do with you meeting, how you will meet this man, run into him and meet him.
Okay. Is this a short-term or long-term, you know?
Short-term, 90 days. It's a fling.
It's a fling. How far down the line for a long-term come in?
January. And this person is Latino.
The one in January?
Is Latino, yes. And that will be a long-term relationship.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. So enjoy your sailor as a void. Feels a void.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for calling,
so much,
Natasha.
Linus.
You have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller.
Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello?
Yes,
Hello?
Go ahead, please. Your name?
Yes, Valerie.
I'm sorry?
Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Linus. Fine. How are you?
Terrific. How can I help you this evening?
Yes. What does work look like for the rest of August and the first part of September? And is there a relationship somewhere in between?
Wow. My head is thumping so quick. Whoo. The job that you're on now, you want to greatly leave it, don't you? Man, I got a headache. It must be very stressful.
No, it's nice. But it's busy.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's busy.
Oh, okay. Because my head started pounding real quick. Like, wow. Stress. I don't see you changing jobs, but I see you going through, I'll just tell you, I feel like you're getting ready to go through a lot of shit and hell on your job.
Oh.
That must be why the headache, yeah. There's a couple of people, let me tell you, there's a couple of people. There's a man and there's a woman. The guy is medium built. He's a fast talker, and he wants everything done right now, hurry up, get it done. And the woman, she's kind of a knife in the back type of woman, smile in your face and stab you in your back. So I'm forewarning you. Because these two people are standing out. And this lady is probably in her middle 40s. The man is in his early 50s, or he could be in his 20s. But I would say early 50s. And the woman in her 40s. They work with you on your job, but it's going to be challenging for the next few weeks to work with them. You are going to be stressed. So I would just say pray and have patience that it'll eventually work out. I see it easing up around the end of September. It's like you exhale, like, whew, wow, can't believe I finally made it through, you know?
Okay, well, the job is only temporary, so I won't be there at the end of September.
Well, you never know. It might hold you over for an extra week or two. That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know it's temporary, but they could hold you over for a week or two. And you might go along with that for the mere fact for the paycheck, so.
Not if it's stressful, I won't. So, because so far it's been pretty good. So, can you give me any other information about what this is about?
Mm-mm. It's just within your working environment. But I will tell you, though, you will get an offer in November to work for a magazine company. If you've thought about working for a magazine, I can't see right now what the job title would be, but you're applying, and it's a possibility you'll get hired, and that's more in the field that you really would enjoy being in. It's some aspect of working for a magazine, so there's, God, thousands of jobs you can do working on for a magazine, but it'll come up. Something will be like an aha moment for you, and you'll apply, and you will get the job. Now, it's not paying a hell of a lot, but it'll get you where you're going. It'll get you to point B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
and that is permanent, so just to let you know.
Do you see a relationship, too?
I don't see relationships. I just see hit and misses. In other words, like one-night stand.
Oh, no,
I don't see
that.
I don't see any, no, I'm not picking up any males. I'm not picking up any relationship. When I say one-night stands, that means, you know, if you're out and you might go out on a date two or three times and decide whatever. But you're not looking for anything explicit with that person. They served a purpose. You served a purpose. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so now this job thing, is that directly aimed at me? Is it a negative that's coming towards me? Or is it something that I'm around?
It's the work environment. It's the work environment.
So it's not something I'm doing?
No, it's just your work environment. And this is how these people work. This is how they interact in the working thing. So just to let you know.
Mm-hmm. I'll get up.
All righty. Well, thank
all
you
right,
for calling,
you.
Valerie, and you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Next caller.
Thank
Hello?
You for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. Your name?
My name is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Vernice and Lennis?
Oh, we're doing
fine.
Great. We're
fine,
doing great.
Fine.
How can we help you this evening?
Oh, do you see any real big changes coming up for me career-wise in the next couple of months?
Explosion of change. Let me tell you what I see right now, like a bright star just exploding. Just like, whoa, wow. God, whatever it is that you wanted, I can't see the job, but the explosion is so good, it's just magnified 100 times. It's almost like it's an answer to a prayer. And I mean, it's something that you've wanted for quite some time, and that door finally opened. I mean, and when it opened, it just, whew. I mean, it's like you need to be ready. It's going to happen so fast and so rapid. You know what it's like? Winning the lottery. Something that you've always wanted to do, and it's going to be like winning the lottery when it happens. It's just, man. And it should happen in September. I'm seeing around the middle of September when this is going to happen. But it's just like a huge explosion. It's like, I got the job. I'm president. I am really the president, you know? So, yeah, big, beautiful things are happening for you. God bless you.
Well, just to validate what you said, you see an explosion with the star. I'm a professional astrologer, and I'm waiting on an investor for a location, a landmark location for my facility.
And you're going to get it. Hello, somebody. It's going to happen. What you want is going to happen. That's good.
Thank you, God.
You're blessed more than most people are. That's really good.
Well, it's been a very, very trying couple of years. Challenging, to put it mildly. Very challenging.
Okay. Well, see, that's why it's like what I saw was like an explosion. Finally. Finally, it's happening now. Yeah, just be ready, because it's investors or whatever that you want, when it happens, it's going to be like, okay, you got it. Okay, you got it. You got it. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You know, that's how it's going to happen, just all at once, very big. So if it's like three or four investors, they're all going to come through at once.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because it's actually a couple of partners in charge of a large investment firm. And I've really been working on this for a couple of years, and I took a break from a few things to just focus on getting a business plan, getting the right investor, finding the right location. And, you know, these things, they don't happen in a vacuum. You put a lot of time and effort into it. You know, and my son has certainly been a huge distraction and interference. So I was sitting here thinking, geez, you know, I would hate to see the blood pulled out from underneath me.
No.
Thank you.
No, they're not. You're going to get what you – dreams do come true. I'll say that to you. Dreams do come true. And true, patience is a virtue and, you know – but your hard work has paid off, believe me. It's paid off more than you. You know, it's like, I'll put it like this as a cliche. They say when you pray and ask for things, that God will bless you in abundance more than what you ask for. What you've been working on, your blessing is coming is way more than you could ask for. If you ask for $10,000, they're ready to give you $50,000.
I asked for $100,000.
So. No, I'm just saying. No. You know, I'm just. That's fine. Don't even worry about that. That's fine.
$100,000. I'm going to make miracles.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you understand what I'm saying? Rationale.
Yeah.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. As an aside, I wanted to ask you if anybody ever told you that you bear a striking similarity to Eartha Kitt.
Yes, I have heard that.
Your eyes are like unbelievable. I was looking and I said, I know this woman from somewhere. I know this woman from somewhere. Not to date myself, but, you know, I'm 51, so I remember Eartha Kitt back in the Batman days.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's where I know her from. She looks right in the eyes. She looks like Eartha Kitt.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've heard that Eartha Kitt and the other one, they say I look like Queen Latifah. But
I don't think you look like Queen Latifah at all. I think you have more of that Eartha Kitt, vampy kind of sultry vixen look. Although, don't get me wrong, Queen Latifah is a beautiful woman, but a different look than Eartha Kitt. They don't look at all alike.
Yeah, I like Eartha Kitt.
Well,
thank you so much. Oh,
thank
you
so
much, Anna, for calling, and let me know the outcome. Give me a call back in November and tell me how good you're doing.
Oh, not only will I be letting you know the outcome, but I will probably be contacting you to do some work with us.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Anna. You have
a wonderful evening.
Thank
you very much. Have a good evening, Lennis and Vernice.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello.
This is Lennis.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Had a question. I don't know which one to ask. Both of them is kind of up in the air. My career or my love life. Which one of them
is that? Most important?
I guess right
give
now.
Give me one question.
Most important, my career.
Okay.
Do you see it getting any better? And do you see me getting this building for my business?
Well, first off, if you don't stop stressing out, you're going to have an ulcer. I can feel it in my body, in my stomach.
Yeah.
So back off on all that stress, and what will be, but I'm going to help you here. But, yeah, I can feel it in my stomach, which means ulcer is coming. If you don't have one, but you will if you continue. So
okay.
Take a deep breath.
And exhale.
And exhale,
yes.
And exhale. Yeah.
I know.
As far as your business, yes, you will have medium success at first. It'll take about 6 months to really build up to where you, the pinnacle where you want to be, okay? It'll be about 6 months and 1 year. You'll be very successful at that time. Right now, Spirit is telling me to tell you to be patient in your conversations, your communications with people regarding your business. You're a little headstrong. That's okay. That's good in business, too.
Mm-hmm.
But to be a little bit more patient. Also, do some more research. Spirit is telling me, too, to tell you, make sure you have an attorney. I don't know what that means, but say for you to have an attorney to help guide you. So I'm assuming that that has to do with paperwork as far as, you know, who signs what and what they're going to be responsible for, if they're going to get a percentage of the business. But Spirit's telling me make sure you have an attorney. But, yeah, that's what I picked up. So you're
going
to do good. Give yourself 6 months, you know, and just when you're communicating with other people, just be a little bit patient. I know sometimes when we're, especially business, because I'm a businesswoman too. I own two businesses, and sometimes I'm like, come on, let's move it, let's move it, let's go, you know, let's get this done. And I have to think, okay, wait a minute, maybe they can only do so much right now for me, and I got to wait for the other half, you know. So
Well,
okay.
You know, I was just, because it is stressing me out, you know, because where I am, I don't like it. The environment is totally, like, negative. And, you know, I think that I'm losing a little bit of business because of it. Do you think that's the reason?
Yeah, but that's okay. You know what? Be fierce. Be like Patti LaBelle, girl. Be fierce. Go out there and scream it because you're good. Deanna, I hate to cut you short. I am so sorry.
Okay.
Please be,
well, thank
you,
you
know,
so much.
Call back next month. But just remember I said, oh, you're more than welcome. Okay, well, next Sunday is going to be open topic. And at that point next Sunday, I was going to read the horoscopes. Or what you can do is go on my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. And the horoscopes for August are all up. So anyway, remember we're on now at 4 p.m. every Sunday, folks, 4 p.m. Bernice, go ahead. Thank you for joining us at 4 o'clock, people. Yeah, good night. And our producer.